USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic presidential candidates are in Atlanta for debates. Former Vice President Joe Biden was asked if he would punish Saudi leaders for the death of Jamal Khashoggi and for other human rights violations.
Yes, and I said it at the time. Khashoggi was, in fact, murdered and dismembered, and I believe in the order of the Crown Prince. And I would make it very clear, we were not going to, in fact, sell more weapons to them. We were going to, in fact, make them pay the price and make them, in fact, the pariah that they are.
Andrew Yang was asked, if you win, what would you say in your first call to Vladimir Putin?
Well, first I'd say, I'm sorry I beat your guy. Or not sorry.
Not sorry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
In the impeachment inquiry, Ambassador Gordon Sondland began the proceedings on Capitol Hill.
Was there a quid pro quo? As I testified previously, with regard to the requested White House call and the White House meeting, the answer is yes.
He said the demand for Ukraine's public announcement of an investigation into the Bidens was linked to U.S. military aid. Republican Jim Jordan said not true.
When the chairman asked you about the security assistance dollars, you said there needed to be a public announcement from Zelensky. So I'm asking you a simple question. When did that happen?
Never did.
Never did.
Democrat Adam Schiff.
I do not believe that the president would allow himself to be led by the nose by Rudy Giuliani or Ambassador Sondland or anybody else. I think the president was the one who decided whether a meeting would happen, whether aid would be lifted, not anyone who worked for him.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
President Trump is out on the road on the campaign trail talking about the economy. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump is visiting Austin, Texas to tour an Apple manufacturing facility in an effort to showcase a company keeping jobs in America. Speaking with reporters, the president says the economy is doing better than ever before and is pushing other companies to build in America.
Tim Cook is somebody that I greatly respect, a great leader, a great businessman, and it's a very special day. For me, this is a very special day. Our country is doing well, probably better than ever before, certainly from the standpoint of the economy.
A movie star has learned a crazy coincidence. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with details.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
It turns out that actor Tom Hanks is literally in the same neighborhood as his latest role, Mr. Rogers. Access Hollywood telling the actor during the premiere of the Fred Rogers biopic, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, that Hanks is related to the former TV host. The outlet even provided a family tree from Ancestry.com, proving that Hanks and Rogers are sixth cousins. The Oscar-winning actor's portrayal of Rogers comes out this week.
Please won't you be my neighbor.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.